When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about fate and the fact that you simply can't change fate. And I want to talk about this as a means to alleviate any sort of stress when it comes to decision making or being unsatisfied with how things work out. Now, very, very, very briefly before we get into the whole topic, I do just want to say next week I will be skipping an episode because it is Columbus Day, and I have always forgotten on holidays to take the week off because my episodes come out on Mondays and holidays always fall on a Monday and I always forget, and then nobody hears the episode that day because apparently they're celebrating and stuff. I personally am always home, so I just can't relate. And I'm always wait, why aren't people listening today? Oh, it's a holiday? I didn't even know that. So yeah, next week, next Monday is a holiday. I will not be here, just so you guys know. And it's not for my own sake because I'll be home, but it is for your sake because you're not going to listen. So I'll be back when you girls are listening. Now, let's get into today's episode. So this topic actually came to be because of the book that I just read with my book club, funny enough, which the book is called Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed this book. I highly recommend it. I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it. And I think I like Taylor Jenkins Reid as an author in general. So if you want to read a book, I do recommend that one. And then if you want a second one, if you want a bonus recommendation, I also read her book, One True Loves, and it was so good. That book I actually was emotional over. So that one was good. But anyway, so the book that I read now, Maybe in Another Life, shows the main character in a parallel universe that essentially shows her life in two different ways it could go, based on one decision that she makes. So again, I'm not spoiling it, but in the very beginning of the book, she's faced with a decision with something in regards to her ex. So it's a yes or no decision. And then the entire book that takes place essentially shows her entire life from that moment in both directions. So it shows the life that she leads if she says yes, and it shows the life that she leads if she says no. And they are two completely different lives. And there were so many great quotes in the book. It was one of those books where there was a lot of one-liners and just really good quotes. I'm not necessarily a note taker when I read, but you know how some people are, and some people put sticky notes or whatever you call those little tag things on a page. There you would have this book filled, okay? Lots and lots of quotes. But one that really stood out and that we had a deeply long conversation on last night was, whatever would have happened wasn't supposed to happen. And she said this quote in regards to whatever was meant to be was, and whatever wasn't meant to be wasn't. And so we had our book club last night, and one of the questions was about that quote and that concept. And it said, do you agree that believing we are all destined for something makes it easier to bear the harder moments? Because that was how she had used that saying. You know, there was something that was let go of. And it was just like, well, whatever would have happened wasn't meant to be. It wasn't supposed to happen. That's why it would have, but it didn't. And we were talking about the concept of letting go of things. And we had a 20-minute discussion on this question alone. And it spiraled. And we got so off track. And it was just so deep. And my personal answer to that question was, yes, I do believe that we all have our fate or destiny that makes it easier to bear the hard moments. It makes it easier to let things go, to not force what isn't for us, to not get attached to the outcome and hung up on what could be or what could have been, because that happens quite often. We have a tendency to stress ourselves out and get so hyper fixated on made up realities that don't exist. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. This is why I hate the right person, wrong time saying. You know when girls say this about like a situationship or a guy didn't work out with? Oh, right person, wrong time. You've probably heard me say that I hate that saying a million times because I always bring it up. Because to me, that kind of saying is our way of doing the opposite of this. How we're saying, like, if you believe that what's meant to be will be, if you believe that we are all meant for something, we have fate, we have destiny, that makes it easier to, you know, to move on from things, to let things go. And I think the right person, wrong time mindset is like a romanticizing mindset that has you doing the complete opposite and makes it harder to let things go, because then you think about all the logistics and the semantics of what could have been, and then you're hung up on it. He wasn't the right person at the wrong time. He was the right person for that time. And unfortunately, that was the only time in your life that he was meant to be a part of, which is why he's not in your life anymore. Which is why his time has expired, his time is up. And yes, sometimes people come back and sometimes things work out. So I can understand why sometimes it's hard to let things go, because you just really truly believe that they will come back and things will work out. And they might, but if and when they do, it is only after things were set in place that would make them work out now. It's only after the issues that existed then don't exist now. So it's not like you could sit here and say, oh, I wish that we didn't break up, because say we broke up for 3 years, now we wasted 3 years apart and we could have been together all this time. But no, that is not true. You couldn't have and you wouldn't have, because those issues were blockages in your relationship making it not work. So yes, people do come back and yes, things work out, but they only work out because what was blocking it from working out before is gone now. It is not an issue anymore. Now, like I said, things are set in place that can allow you to progress, but those pieces were not there for that puzzle. The puzzle had missing pieces. Those pieces were not in place 3 years ago, or even 2 years ago, or 1 year ago. They are there now. So now say time has passed and you grew up and you took care of your shit, and he grew up and he took care of his shit. The same problems are not problems anymore. So that's why they're working now. It's not to say you'll never have any other problems. At some point you'll have different problems, but the problems that you faced that made you break up are no longer problems. This is why I talk a lot about emotional availability too, because when you're fighting now over your current issues, you better not bring up those past issues. That is not fair. One time I had a moment of feeling like I wasted so much time, and I had to snap myself right out of it, because it's such an anxiety-inducing feeling when you have that thought process of like maybe you made the wrong decision, and I hate feeling that way. You guys might know that I'm originally from Staten Island, and then I moved to Tampa, and then I moved to Miami, and then I moved to Hoboken, New Jersey, and then I moved back to Staten Island, which is where I'm currently living now, and this is where I will stay moving forward. I'm back with my family, my boyfriend, and all that. I know I'm not moving again, but when I did come back here last year, there was a time once when I was like, wow, what a waste. Like, I can't believe how much money I wasted on all that rent and all the moving around and blah, 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 just for me to end up back here. And it felt like a failure kind of feeling of like, I wasted so much time and money and whatever else because I'm back here anyway. So all of that was for nothing. And then I was like, wait, that makes no sense. I got my money's worth. I lived in beautiful apartments and I had safe and wonderful homes. So that's not a waste of money. Even if it's not owning a house, I still got what I paid for. And I experienced so much. And I got to live in different cities and explore and mature and experience life on my own and learn the lessons that I needed to learn. Like, I had to seriously snap myself out of it and give myself a wake-up call because I was like really starting to stress myself out thinking that I wasted so much time or money or that I made the wrong decision when really those decisions all are the things that led me here. They led me to feeling ready to come back home. I probably wouldn't even be with my boyfriend today if I didn't experience all of those things because my mindset around dating and everything that I learned came from experiencing life and moving around and having more of a free spirit and just being open and whatever. And so I feel like if I kept myself home, like where I'm from on Staten Island all throughout my 20s and I didn't experience, I probably wouldn't have had as much dating experience. I wouldn't have had as many highs and lows as I did. And because I experienced all of that, I think that's what led me to the relationship that I'm in now. And then even in general, like I also probably wouldn't be in the relationship that I'm in now because if I didn't experience it, I've said the word experience so many times. I feel like I sound like that. What is it? I don't know if it's Kendall or Kylie. It's one of those Keeping Up with the Kardashians things that went viral and it's like, you have to just experience things, you know? I just want to experience things, whatever it is. And like, it just sounds so stupid, but there's just no other word for me to use at the moment. My point is, if I did not experience that in my young 20s, if I did not do that then, the moving around, the trying different cities, the having big, beautiful apartments, I guarantee you that I would be doing it now. So I wouldn't have been able to meet my boyfriend now because now I would be making up for having not done it in my earlier 20s. If at that age I chose to stay home, years would have passed and me knowing myself, I would have felt regret for never doing it. I would have had pent up regression with myself. And then now, say 28, 29, I would say, okay, let me go explore because I didn't do it then. So I have to do it now. And my life would be so different. So I don't even think I would be in my relationship. I don't think I would be doing what I do now. Like, I just think I would have had it all flipped because, like I said, I would be making up now for the things that I didn't do at a younger age. So now I'm like, actually, they were all the right decision. And quite frankly, doing those things made me make the decision to plant my roots here at home. And it made that decision easier because I did try to plant my roots in three different cities. Tampa, Miami, Hoboken. Like, I wanted each place that I moved to be my forever place, but I just couldn't feel it. I never felt 100% sure about it. I never felt like I could stay in any of these places forever. I never felt like I could see myself getting married here, raising my kids there. Like, I tried. I wanted them to be my forever place, but they just weren't. And I couldn't force that feeling. So it's all thanks to everything that I did go through and that I experienced, like I said, that now I know what feels like home and I know where feels like home for me. So I was ready to go. I was ready to come back. So you have to remember that everything is about mindset and your perception. So if you perceive things as wrong and stressful, then you're gonna be stressed out thinking you did the wrong thing. But is it possible to make the wrong decision? I don't know, because even the wrong decision leads us to the right place. Even the wrong decision teaches us the lessons that we need to grow. So that's my perception. That's my mindset around it. Sometimes, you know, I did have like a freak out moment for a second when I was moving back here. I was like, oh my God, am I having a quarter life crisis? But, you know, of course, those things happen. 24-hour pity party, then we move on. But sometimes people, like, that's their full mindset 24/7 all the time. And so they really think that they did the wrong thing. They see things as a loss rather than a gain. And I just can't think that way, because I think everything I went through throughout my 20s is why I'm here in the place that I'm at today, living the life that I have today. So we have to be grateful for each and every decision we make, because it leads us to where we are meant to go, where we are meant to be, even if it's not what we thought we wanted. Because I sure as hell, I remember moving to Florida for the first time and being like, I would never move back to Staten Island. I will never move back to New York. I was so adamant about it. I was so sure. If you asked me on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say 10. If you asked me to give it a percentage, I would say 100%. I would never move back. So, moral of the story is, every decision that we make leads us to where we are meant to be, even if we are so sure that that's not where we are going. Sometimes life surprises you. It is already set up for us. The decision is already made for us. We just have to be the vessel that makes a decision, because fate and destiny already exist. So you just make your decisions according to what's meant to happen, whether you realize it or not. We are not as in control of our lives as we think we are, because our lives are already determined. That's what I think. You ever hear that saying, like, you make your plans and God laughs? Accurate. So freaking accurate. Whatever higher power you believe in, God, the universe, whoever, whatever, it's already done. It's already planned. So you just have to be the vessel that says yes or no. But the yes or the no, it's already lined up anyway. And I just really, truly believe in that. And I think if you believe in that too, it makes things so much easier. And this is also why I said we had a freaking 20 minute, if not longer, conversation about this yesterday, because everyone just like had their things and there was just so much to unravel and unpack and say in on, you know, this topic. But I think that if you believe what's meant to be will be, if you believe that you can't miss what is meant for you, and so on and so forth, it can make things so much easier to let go of and detach from. Girls, we gotta talk. I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine if you had the tools to stop settling and start raising your standards and start getting everything you want. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out with my Queens of Confidence digital program. It's an 8-module program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts, worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program. Topics include the 5 levels of the self, external validation, feminine and masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and more. You get instant access to the entire program right now, and you can watch and learn at your own pace because it's yours forever. And right now, it's on a limited time discount, so you can have it all for a discounted price if you buy now. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's one of the best investments I ever made. Vic is an expert when it comes to confidence. I love how comfortable she made me feel, but at the same time, she told me exactly what I needed to hear so I can grow. In only a couple of weeks, my life is already changing." So girls, invest in yourself. You're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you. Head to victoriaalerio.com or click the link in the show notes and get the program on a discounted rate for a limited time now. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. I know every girl that struggles with her weight is sick of being told diet and exercise only by doctors when it comes to weight loss strategies, because sometimes there's more to it. A friend of mine was actually denied safe and affordable medications and told to get a bike. But I just found Mochi Health, a telehealth platform for weight loss that's dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care. Mochi Health includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultants, and medication delivered right to your door, including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions that are actually affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage. Their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and help you reach your weight loss goals by making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. So get started at joinmochi.com and be sure to use my code FORTHEGIRLS to get $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and code FORTHEGIRLS for $40 off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Someone said to me recently, I think it was a TikTok comment, that their issue in dating is detaching from the outcome. They really struggle to detach from the ending that they want while dating because they want to control how things will go. They want to avoid getting hurt. But the honest truth is that is not possible. You cannot control outcomes. You cannot control whether or not you get hurt. Because even if you refrain from being vulnerable and you withhold your true feelings for someone, you don't wear your heart on your sleeve, even if you do all that and you think that that's protecting yourself externally, it's not going to matter internally. Because even if you have a hard exterior, a hard shell surrounding you, your heart still feels the way that it does, and your mind still thinks the way that it does. Whether or not he knows it doesn't matter. You still have feelings for him. You still hope that things work out. You still want things to work out. So if they don't work out, and if he doesn't reciprocate those feelings for you, you're still going to end up hurt. And that hard shell didn't actually protect you from anything. Having a tough exterior didn't matter because your interior was still soft and still cared and still had feelings. So while you tried to control the outcome, the power of what's meant to be still won. And it's always going to win in the end because it's more powerful than we are. It's an energy. We are just people. But the energy and the power of what's meant to be is always going to determine the outcome. And that's just how the cookie crumbles. So detaching from the outcome is a must for your sanity, for your mental health, for your stress levels. I don't want to see you girls stressing out and raising your cortisol levels and getting bloated from having the high cortisol. I don't want to see that, okay? So accepting that things work out the way that they are supposed to is the only way to make matters easier for yourself. That is truly it. And I had a Dear Victoria submission that I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to condense because it was super long. So I am going to skip over some details, but it was right on theme with this topic. So I wanted to bring it up here. So Dear Victoria, I was in a relationship for almost 9 months with someone who was incredibly loving, supportive, and committed. We had a strong connection, and I truly believed that we were building a future together. But then things shifted drastically. He started to prioritize reckless fun with his best friend, and he emotionally distanced himself from me. I felt that the best friend had influenced his behavior in many ways that damaged our relationship, and I was competing with their friendship. He said that I wasn't fun enough and that his perfect person would be able to have fun with him and his boys, and that we are not compatible, and that he simply does not see a future with me. Whoa, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. But then he's broken the no contact rule. He told me that he still has feelings for me, that he misses me, he'll never get over me, and he questions the breakup every day, but he cannot be in a relationship and give me what I want. I'm torn between holding out hope that he will grow and come back more mature and from focusing on moving on completely. So she's torn between those two things. She says, I'm struggling to let go because I keep holding on to the version of him that was committed and loving, even though that version of him seems so far away. So should I hold on to hope that he might grow and come back and realize what he's missing out on? Or is it healthier for me to focus on moving forward? Right off the bat, first things first, let's address your question head on, because you worded the question in a way that tells me you already know the answer. It is healthier to move on. Just by you asking, is it healthier to focus on moving forward? Yes. And I know that you know that because you wouldn't have asked it that way if you didn't know that. And it's fair. We ask, you know, just questions in general that we know the answers to all the time. We always do this because we really need the validation of hearing it from someone else. Sometimes we think we're crazy. Sometimes we have self-doubt. Sometimes we are not sure. Sometimes we really desire external validation and you just need to hear from somebody else. So I know that you know that the answer is it is healthier to move on and to focus on moving forward. But if you needed to hear me say it, yes, it is. Now, when you're in these situations and you're faced with these choices, you have to look at the situation through a very, very crystal clear lens and see it in black and white. No gray areas, no nuance, no romanticizing, no over-explaining, just the situation. We spent 9 months committed to each other, and then he changed his mind. Then he prioritized his friendship over his relationship. He wanted to feel single and reckless and have more fun and did not feel like he could do that with you. So he broke up with you. That is the situation. He was committed to you and then he broke his commitment because he didn't think he could have the life that he enjoys to have with you by his side. That's just the fact. Regardless of all the other details, regardless of him breaking the no contact, the I miss you and blah, blah, blah. Let's take all that out of the picture. This is the situation in black and white. He broke his commitment to you by putting himself and his needs first. The only thing that you can or should do now is put yourself and your needs first, which requires accepting that what's meant to be will be, and what's not meant to be won't be. So what's meant to be is, and what's not meant to be isn't. That is it. To spend your time waiting around for someone to decide whether or not they want or can even commit to you is honestly like putting yourself in jail. That is just not a good idea. It's going to feel like a claustrophobic freaking prison cell, okay? The goal in every stage of everyone's life, no matter what season it is, should always be to have peace and certainty. And there's no peace of mind here. This whole situation is nothing. It's not peaceful, okay? It's just not. And there's no proof of certainty either. You certainly have no proof of certainty, okay? Let's put it that way. Because the only way to feel secure and certain is to have the proof that you should feel secure and certain. And he has not given you that proof. And then the only way to feel at peace is to have that security and that certainty. But you don't have that. You're waiting for him to maybe want you back and maybe commit to you again. But let's say that he does. Okay. What if then, after a couple weeks, couple months, he says, never mind. I figured it out. I see that I just wanted what I couldn't have. So I missed you. I missed having my relationship. But you know what? Now that I gave you this second chance, I still stand by how I felt then. We're still not compatible. You're still not my perfect person. I still want to fuck around with my friend. Then what? Then you're like, okay, now I'll let you go because you oh so honorably gave me the second chance and I'm still not what you want? No, that shouldn't be when you finally let him go. You have the power to let him go now. And knowing that you have that power should bring you so much peace. So much peace of mind and so much certainty because he is not providing that feeling for you. He's not giving you the peace or the certainty or security, but you can give that to yourself. The feeling of peace in regards to healing, moving forward, not waiting around, knowing that you're not waiting around, putting yourself first, the certainty of knowing that you chose this for yourself and that you're not going to hope and pray that he comes back. By the way, I have a whole other episode on that too. They disrespect you every time they come back. It's insulting when they come back, okay? Trust me when I say, being single, choosing yourself, working on yourself, and raising your standards is a whole lot better than being in a relationship where you are not 100% secure and having no standards. And if you can focus on your peace, like I said, it should be everyone's focus and everyone's goal of every season of life, single or in a relationship. If you can focus on that, you will actually raise your level of patience and trust, because you'll be able to be patient when it comes to a better relationship finding you. You won't be in a rush. You know that it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. And because of that, you'll be able to actually trust that it will happen. So patience and trust are very, very important, and they go hand in hand, because patience is the trust that it will happen. And guess what? If you are really, really suffering and struggling with the idea of letting him go, because what if, you know, he comes back? Let's go back to the original point here. What's meant to be will be. What would happen wasn't supposed to happen. So what is meant to happen is happening. It's happening right now. It's happening to you, and it's happening for you, and for a reason that is much bigger than you as well. It's not to say you can never work it out again, but it is to say that if you are to work it out, and if he is to come back, it has to be after all of this. He can't still have the desire to be reckless with his friend, because that is the current issue. You can't still have the current issue and be back together. What did I say before? You don't want to get back with someone, and then when you have new problems, you bring up the old problems. Like, oh, he's not doing the dishes, or he's not, you know, taking out the garbage, whatever. Yeah, and on top of it, years ago, you did XYZ. Like, that's not fair, and you don't want to be in that place in this relationship. So you want to know that if and when you did get back together, it's after this is a non-issue. This is off the table. So even if it did work out, it would be in the very far future, because he is doing the no contact and then breaking the no contact. He's telling you, I miss you, but I can't commit to you. He's telling you literally verbatim, I can't give you what you want. So like, you don't want that, because what you get has to be what you want. What you want has to be what you get. So if he's telling you, I can't give you what you want, then like, what are we even talking about right now? What are we even waiting for? So don't be stressing about the coulda, shoulda, woulda, because what's meant to be is happening, and that should give you all the peace of mind. That should let it be that much easier to detach and let go once and for all. And that, girls, is all we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Again, we are skipping next Monday's episode for Columbus Day. So until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.